Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 37, question 101. But may we swear reverently by the name of God? Yes, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testament. Question 102. May we swear by the saints or by any other creatures? No, for a lawful oath is a calling upon God, that he, as the only searcher of hearts, may bear witness to the truth and punish me if I swear falsely, which honor is due to no creature. This Lord's Day in the Catechism, of course, focuses, as I said, on that question of, is it ever legitimate to swear? And the answer that's given is yes, it's grounded in God's word. It was used by saints in the Old and New Testament. And, of course, the scripture proofs give multiple lines of evidence for that. You can see Paul swearing in the Lord's name. You can see oaths taken in Isaiah and Jeremiah and other books of the Old Testament as well. They could have added, of course, that God himself takes an oath. When you read in the Old Testament the Lord saying, as I live, that is an oath formula. God is making whatever he's about to say as certain as his own life, as his own existence. And God takes an oath, not because there's any untruthfulness in God, not because there's any objective need for it, but he does it in consideration to us, willing to confirm more abundantly to us the certainty of his promise. God confirms it by an oath, as it says in Hebrews chapter 6. That is connected to the whole idea of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, says the Lord Jesus. Here is a bond that God has placed upon himself to be our God, to be all that that implies, all that that means to us. And God confirms it by an oath. And so when we partake of broken bread, when we drink poured out wine, when we realize that this covenant was ratified and sealed by the sacrifice of Christ, we're reminded again of to what lengths God will go to save us, and to what lengths God will go to communicate to us the assurance, the certainty, the confidence of that. God confirmed his covenant by an oath, and the covenant of works that we had broken, the penalty of it was carried out. It was verified, and it was also overcome in Christ, so that there is now no condemnation for us. The third commandment and the Lord's Supper are not completely distinct things. They relate to one another as well in that way.